Welcome to The Sound of Economics, a podcast from Broekel, the Brussels-based think tank specialized in economics and economic policy. I'm Dirk Schoenmaker, senior scholar at Broekel. I'm pleased to bring you today's episode. I will be having a conversation with James Murray, who's the Deputy Mayor of London, with responsibility for housing and residential development. Hello, James.
Hi, good to be here.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to be talking about the interaction between housing and finance. This will be a free-flowing conversation, but to get us started, I will ask you one question. What's the impact of the quickly rising housing prices on London citizens, like affordability of houses, and how do you see that?
In the last few years, housing has really become, I think, the top concern, not just for Londoners themselves, but also for businesses who operate in London, for public services who need to find people to work in London, and really for anyone who cares about the future of the city. So we've got to a situation now where rents have been rising many times faster than incomes in recent years, where home ownership is increasingly out of reach for the next generation of first-time buyers, with average deposits at least £90,000 or more to buy a flat in the capital. Yeah. And what it means is that there's a huge pressure on everyone's bottom line, in that Londoners are finding it harder to afford to rent, harder to buy a home if they want to stay in the capital. And as I said, it's having a broader impact on the economy, in that businesses find it hard to recruit and retain staff.
Exactly, because I lived 20 years ago myself in London. Okay. I remember it was already then expensive. You got a small London allowance to your salary, but that was obviously not enough to pay the higher housing prices. Mm. And in that sense, it is a worrying trend. You see it in many other capitals. At Broekel, we did research, Copenhagen, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, where you see really in the capital city house prices going up a lot more than in the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. What are the options you are looking for to make sure that normal people can still live in the capital?
Yeah. So I think underlying our approach has to be a clear focus on boosting the overall supply of housing. And that sounds in one way kind of obvious, but it does mean that if you have everyone from local government through city government up to national government aligned around that very clear objective, you can then start orientating policies to that aim. But I think one point that the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, makes is that it's not just about the overall supply of housing. It's also about making sure we're building more affordable housing as part of the homes that we're building. So when he came to office, if you look at the pipeline of planning consents, which had been issued under the previous mayor, the proportion of affordable housing within that pipeline had fallen to 13% of all.
Really low.
Really, really low. Yeah. Rock bottom. It hit such a low level that it meant that really people felt that, developers are not making the fair contribution to affordable housing that they can and should be making. And so the mayor's been very clear. He wants developers to get on and build homes quicker, but he does expect them to build a higher proportion of affordable housing.
I'm coming from the Netherlands, and that's what we have been doing for years. We are on housing, a central planned country. Mm-hmm. And then we always make sure when we do new planning permissions that there is the right mix.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you earn more also giving out the land and the planning permits on the more expensive houses. But as a city, you need to have an even distribution. So that's the structural side, so more houses. But what you also see is, and although it has been coming down a cyclical part in housing prices, so going up fast in boom periods, but then falling further in economic downturns. What are you looking at for the cyclical part? So to make sure that there's less going up and down, and if you buy then your house at a high point, you become in difficulties at a low point. And I remember the big word in England has always been the negative equity.
Yes.
That your mortgage is more than the value of your house. Are you also looking at that issue?
Mm. I think what's really interesting about London's property market is that any hit to values that happened after 2007-08 around what happened in the world of finance then, and that has all been made up, and prices have gone well above the level they were at before that time. And I think if you look at the market in London now, What's, I think, very important for us to recognise is the different trajectories in terms of prices for different sorts of homes. So there's a real difference between the very high-end, premium, sort of prime central London properties, yeah. which have typically been, you know, very high value in inner London areas.
And where you even have cash buyers coming in. And
exactly, and where, you know, a lot of them are bought as investments, or that, and that's certainly the, although the data is not perfect, that's certainly the perception people have.
Yeah,
yeah. And I think that the future in terms of making a more sustainable housing supply has to be a move not toward building more very high-end properties, but more mid-range properties where they're more likely to be affordable to first-time yeah. buyers on the open market. We need to build more homes for long-term stable rent rather than just for home ownership. You know, we absolutely need to prioritise home ownership, but we have to have rented housing at the same time.
Exactly, yeah.
And we need more affordable housing, because I think one of the most striking statistics for me, which we published in the draft London Housing Strategy just yesterday, so yeah. hot off the press, was that 80% of new homes built in London at the moment for private sale are affordable to just 8% of Londoners.
So, exactly. And,
so most homes are not affordable by most Londoners, which is why there has to be a focus on affordable housing, there has to be a focus on long-term rented housing, and for open market sale, there has to be a focus on those areas, for instance, outer London, where the prices are more likely to be within reach of first-time buyers.
I really like that you mention the renting, because there is a pressure always that people can borrow more and then can buy the house, but then as soon as the price is going down, then they get to the negative equity, and we should not give more borrowing capacity to the people. But if they rent, then they can do it, and it means that institutional investors should be able to move into these medium-priced houses.
I think what we want to make sure we achieve in London is that we want to make sure there are more homes for first-time buyers. So yeah. a big focus of our affordable homes programme is affordable home ownership options for Londoners. But at the same time, we know there has to be more rented housing
exactly.
as well. So there's no trade-off, there's no either-or in London, it's both and.
Yeah.
You know, so we need those ones for first-time buyers alongside rented housing. And the rented housing has to include affordable rent, so
yeah.
whether it's social rent or other forms of below market rent,
yeah.
As well as that long-term, stable, institutionally backed rented housing where
yeah.
people who either don't want to or for the foreseeable future aren't envisaging buying a home,
yeah.
have somewhere they can live and live comfortably.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that that's really good news that you are focusing on affordable housing, because in the end, that is also important for the livability of the city, that all the different parts of society are present in the capital and not only one subgroup.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, in a way, that's part of the success story of London. You know, that London has grown up over the years as being a really mixed city in every neighbourhood, where you've
yeah.
had people on different incomes and different backgrounds living side by side
yeah.
In every part of the capital. And you know, that's a really important part of London's success, and its
yeah.
you know, economic success as well as its social success. And it's something that we are you know, absolutely committed to preserving and improving in the future.
Well, that's a good start to close the conversation, although there's much more to discuss. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Great. Thanks very much for having me.
And thanks for listening to The Sound of Economics. If you're interested in more work from Bruegel, you can find a range of blogs and papers on our website at bruegel.org. I hope you'll join us again for The Sound of Music and The Sound of Economics. Goodbye.